Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good snowy Wednesday morning. Talking today with Randolph County Circuit Clerk Sherry Johnson. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Jeff. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Exactly. This is the first time we've talked to you this year.
It is. Yeah. You know, we always hope January comes in. You know, you get to work your way into the year and in a slow manner. That's not been the case in the circuit clerk's office this year. We've been so busy. We've been understaffed. We've had illnesses. And everybody's really picking up the pace and working extra hard to get the job done. But I'm telling you, we could use a break.
there does happen like that at times, doesn't it?
It does. I've actually been back in the courtroom some in the last couple of weeks, which is what I used to do as the judge's clerk every day for 27 years. And, you know, it's fun to be back in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. You get away from that a lot when you become the administrator, simply because that's what you're doing is administration.
Right.
So that's been kind of fun, but it still puts a load on everybody else. I know last year we talked a little bit about our caseload.
Mm-hmm.
And just to kind of bring you back up to date with that, as of January 1st, 2020, we had a pending caseload of 2,543 cases. Mm. Now that was, you know, I told you last time, some of those cases come to an end a lot quicker than other cases. So that is still a pretty good number to have pending. And some of those cases actually could be pending for the last couple of years.
Right.
For example, we had a 2009 civil law case that just settled, actually. So, yeah. You know, a 10-year case. Some cases are more complex than others. You have the discovery. You've got experts that you have to hire and just get all the information you can for a case. And actually, we were very happy because it's a couple volumes thick.
Mm-hmm.
And but that just settled this week. So we're happy about that.
Right. That's one off the
one off the list. But just a little idea of how busy we have been since January started. We've got 309 cases that we have filed already. That doesn't sound like a big number, but when you break it down with five people handling that caseload, it gets pretty daunting at times. But we've had 149 traffic tickets filed, and only one DUI, though. That's good. We've had 10 new divorce cases. And our family caseload has been three so far. And remember that there are a lot of these cases still pending. We've had five new probate cases. And I don't know if I told you this last time or not, but we go out to the Chester Mental Health Center every Wednesday and hold cases out there for the patients that are involuntarily admitted. And so far, we've had 20 cases filed this year. And that is a caseload that disposes of quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we file it, we set it within 14 days. And once we have that hearing out there, the case is over.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what, can we throw a quick break in here?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Sure.
We'll do that. And we will come back with more. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. And again, we're talking with Randolph County Circuit Clerk Sherry Johnson. You were talking about the caseload and stuff. Quite a number of cases, actually.
Yes, it is. And continuing on with that, we haven't had any new lawsuits filed to date, which is a case that's over $50,000. Mm. We've had a couple of juvenile cases filed this year. One is an abuse and neglect, and one is a delinquent. We've had three chancery cases, two tax cases filed. Miscellaneous remedy, that is a case type that catches a lot of different types of issues.
Right.
I should say we can do name changes under MR, prison cases. You know, and that's something I really haven't talked a lot about. We have a massive prison and mental health caseload. We are a county with two facilities that house inmates and patients, and they have a right to the court system just like anybody else. So a lot of our MR cases come from Menard, and some come from the mental health center. People are requesting relief from a sentence that they've received, or they want to sue somebody in the prison system. So, you know, that's something a lot of people don't know that mm-hmm. aren't aware of, but we deal with a lot of cases out of those institutions as well. We've had 20 small claim cases filed, 10 LM, which is a law minor case, cases under $50,000. That also includes like your forcible entry and detainers, and lawsuits that don't fall within like the small claim range. You know, if it's over a certain amount, like 15,000, I think 15 to 50 is a law minor instead of a law major case. We've had 25 felony cases filed since January 1st and 22 misdemeanors. CVs, which is a conservation ticket, we've only had two of those. And ordinance violations, we've had 30. We've had one adoption and 11 orders of protection, which is a total of 309 cases filed in Randolph County so far this year.
And this is the 29th.
This is the 29th. So times that by 12
right.
or 11, you know, mm-hmm. so 12, it gets to be a pretty good caseload.
Right.
The good thing is a lot of them get turned over pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think people really a lot of times realize all the number of cases that, you know, go through your office.
They don't. And that's one thing that I've tried, or I'm trying to let the public know, is we're busy. We don't just sit up there mm-hmm. and wait for the phones to ring. I will say that there is a lot less people traffic because of the electronic filing that we've talked about in the past. That's something that I've actually really practiced with and learned with, because I feel it's necessary for me to help those get through that system that are having a hard time navigating it. You know, and if you're not computer literate, which I'm not that computer literate, but the instructions to this process are very detailed, but I have made an effort to learn that so that I can, and I've set up the equipment in our conference room in the courthouse so that I can go over and help anybody that needs help.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, that you know, you're not just sitting up there drinking coffee and talking about the
no, you know, people often come in and say, boy, you have a beautiful view, which I do mm-hmm. when I get to use it.
Right. I was going to say when you get to use it.
Yeah. We are very fortunate to have such a lovely courthouse. Our third floor, you know, and it's not just like the circuit clerk's office. The entire third floor work hand in hand with each other every day. You know, we've got the state's attorney's office, we have the public defender, we have the court reporters, mm-hmm. obviously we have the courtrooms with the judges, and then my office, the circuit clerk's office. Everything, almost everything that happens in each office impacts all of our offices.
Right.
You know, we have to kind of know what's going on. The right hand has to know what the left hand's doing. And we're very good at that. And that's something I am very proud of.
Right. Well, everything is filed through your office. It goes through each of those other offices.
That is correct. Every single thing is filed through the circuit clerk's office, in addition to all the civil stuff that's outside of the third floor courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what I was saying, I'm getting back, I got a little sidetracked with the e-filing. You know, we used to have attorneys in the office every day filing cases. And we don't they come in periodically, especially when they have their law day luncheon, their monthly luncheon. But otherwise, you know, everything's done on the computer now. So the traffic in the circuit clerk's office is much less than it used to be. And also with the fact that we are, we provide pay, where you can pay online so you don't have to come in and pay your tickets or pay whatever your fines in person. You can file, if you go to Judici, if you go on the Judici website, there is a place where you can e-pay. That's a very good resource to pay, to where you don't have to come to the county. Also, if you go to my website, which is Circuit Clerk, well, you'd go to the Randolph County website, hit elected officials, and go to Circuit Clerk's office. There's a GovPayNet that you can choose and pay online as well, and that eliminates a trip down to the courthouse too.
Right.
We're trying to make it a lot easier for those to have more access to the courts without actually having to come in. It's changed the dynamics tremendously with this e-filing. And if you do have something that you need to e-file, and you're not somebody that uses it a whole lot, and maybe it's just one case that you want to file, don't hesitate to give me a call. Like I said, we have very detailed instruction. If you're not comfortable trying it at home on your own and you want to come into the office, I'll be glad to help you. You can call 826-5000, that's 618, of course, extension 194, to ask for me, and I will be happy to set up a time for you to come in, and we can walk through that together. You can also leave us emails at circuitclerk@randolphco.org. And we answer those emails. They're monitored daily, all day. And if we have to take a message, your phone calls will be returned. And if that doesn't happen, I want to know.
Right. All right. I'll tell you what. We've got another break here. We'll go ahead and take that. And we'll come back and talk some more with Sherry here on The People Speak right after this.
Thank you.
And welcome back. This is The People Speak, and we're talking today with Randolph County Circuit Clerk Sherry Johnson. You were talking about the caseload and everything. Mm-hmm. A lot of different areas that your office deals with through the court systems and that. One of those that a lot of people don't know a lot about, I mean, all they know is then they get the letter in the mail, is your jury call list.
That's true. You know, we're one of the few countries in the world that still have the right to have a jury of your peers. And Randolph County, Judge Brown's doing something a little different this year, and we're just going to see how it works. But he's setting a jury 1 week a month, and he breaks it down into, you get your letter and you say, the jury is to begin on this past time was like January 13th. Mm-hmm. He assigns the jurors to a panel, and that jury is going to, that jury panel is going to be from January until March, but they're broken down into panels A, B, C, and E. And what he tries to do is make sure that you don't have to appear for every trial. So he'll have panel A come in for like the jury for January, which mm-hmm. we've already had. Panel B will come in February. C will come in March. And the panel E that we have, we use for, like, if we don't have enough jurors to go to have both courtrooms going and have two jury trials going, we choose extra people from that group.
Okay.
So we're not overworking the jury, and we're trying not to put so much on them, because it affects every part of your life. I mean, your work schedule, your schooling, your mm-hmm. children's school, you got to be there at certain times. So we try very hard to work with the jurors. And, you know, every type, there's just a couple of types of cases that that you can't have a jury on, which would be juveniles are not entitled to a jury. And, you know, if you stop and think about it, that's probably a good thing, because you're talking about a minor's life. And I think I would feel more comfortable having the judge hear the evidence and make that decision, because he's very familiar with the laws mm-hmm. of those cases. So otherwise, you can have a jury trial for small claims. You can have a jury trial for a law major case, just about anything. Orders of protection, you cannot have jury trials on. And adoptions, and let's see, and then the juvenile cases. Otherwise, you have a right to have a jury of your peers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that most people have 100 other places at least they'd rather be than on jury duty, but it was told to me once by the wise Judge Flynn that, you know, if you ever needed a jury, wouldn't you want to have a jury of your peers, people that live everyday life like you do, and hopefully understand the situation? You can't add sympathy into your decision, mm-hmm. but you can understand circumstances. But it is a privilege, I think, that we do still have that right if we needed to have a jury. Hopefully most of us won't ever need that, but the option is there. And, you know, we have a very fair system. I think we have a very fair jury system. But back to if you, you know, get that letter for jury duty, don't ever hesitate to call in with questions about it. It's not something people get every day, and most people don't have a clue what it's about. I think some people make a little, they think it's more than what it is. Mm-hmm. And honestly, anybody can do it. But if you ever get that notice, have questions, don't hesitate to call in. Hopefully we can put your mind at ease with that.
Okay. All right. Got about 30 seconds left here, I guess. How do people get in touch if they have a question?
Yeah. There's a telephone number and an extension on there regarding jury duty. But if you cannot get through to that, you can always call the 826-5000, and you can call extension 194 or 223, and you will get somebody that you can speak with. And if they don't know the answer to your question, they will get the message to somebody that can, and we will get back to you immediately.
All right. Well, Sherry, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jeff.
And we'll talk to you again next time.
That sounds good. Have a great day.
You too. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow.